This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Turns out Americans have some unease with one of the main tools for fighting this virus. Contact tracing is what we're talking about here. New data from the Pew Research Center shows a significant minority of people would be wary of engaging with public health officials over the phone, by text, or in person, and many would find it somewhat to very difficult to quarantine if asked. Marketplace's Jasmine Garz explains what's going on there.
A few nights ago, I took a walk on the wild side and ate at a restaurant, indoors, for the first time since the pandemic started. Besides a temperature check, I had to write my name, phone number, and address on a list so contact tracers can reach me if there's a COVID outbreak. And for a very brief moment, I thought, I hope this doesn't somehow lead to marketing emails and calls.
You are quite mainstream. Americans are really concerned and confused and feeling out of control about their privacy.
That's Lee Rainey from the Pew Research Center. In a new survey, his team explored how Americans feel about contact tracing and being asked to quarantine. Democrats said they were more likely to cooperate with contact tracers than Republicans, those who identify as Hispanic less likely than others, and younger Americans are less likely to engage with contact tracers. And while most Americans would quarantine if asked, 32% would have some difficulty doing so.
So essential workers were probably more likely to fall in that category. Black Americans and Hispanic Americans were somewhat more likely than white Americans.
As cases surge in the U.S., experts are increasingly worried about this. Marissa Baker from the University of Washington says public health isn't separate from economic recovery.
You need to have workers who are safe, workers who are empowered to stay home when they are sick and take care of themselves and their family, and workplaces that are encouraging that.
But Jacob Bohr, a professor of global health and epidemiology at Boston University, says when it comes to contact tracing and quarantining, it's a little late for that.
Those are effective, you know, once the amount of virus going around in the community and the number of new cases is relatively small.
He says prevention needs to be a bigger part of this equation. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.